Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechah Shabbos, Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schus of Shalom Zalmin V'zugasim Rasiyat V'chayetz Chalotzeim. They should be gebetched for that Sachat Tzlach and Siyat Dishmaya, good health, Parnas B'shefa, and Kol Tov Zalah. And B'schus, Esbas Rachel, Shishim B'zachir Afan Reziva Kagun B'kar of Mamish. In the previous Mishnah, we started discussing what a person is allowed to save from a fire on Shabbos. We had said that a person is allowed to save Kisvei Kodesh. Now we're going to move on to talking about food. The Mishnah says, Matzilin Mazin Shalosh Sudais. A person is allowed to save the amount of food necessary for three meals. Haray la'adam la'adam, haray la'behema la'behema. The type of food that's necessary for people, so he's allowed to save that. And the type of food that's necessary for animals, he's allowed to save that amount. The Mishnah asks, Ketzad, how exactly is this played out? So Nafla Deleika Balele Shabbos. Let's say a fire fell out on Friday night before his Friday night Suda. So Matzilin Mazin Shalosh Sudais. He could save the amount of food necessary for three Sudais. That's a Friday night Suda, Shabbos day Suda, and Shalosh Sudais. But Shachris, let's say the fire broke out in the morning before he had his Shabbos day Suda, Matzilin Mazin Shtei Sudais. So he's allowed to save the amount of food necessary for two meals. And by Mincha, if the fire broke out Mincha time, Mazin Suda Achas, he could save the amount necessary for one meal for Shalosh Sudais. Rabbi Yossi says, La'ol Matzilin Mazin Shalosh Sudais, he's always allowed to save the amount for three Sudais. Rabbi Yossi's reasoning is because on Shabbos, a person eats three Sudais, so that means the person has a heter to save three Sudais. It doesn't make a difference when on Shabbos this happened. Since Shabbos is a time where a person eats three Sudais, he could save that amount. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Matzilin Sal Mali Kikareis. He's allowed to save a basket which is full of loaves of bread. Va'afal pishesh by mea sudais. Even though there might be 100 sudais worth of bread in this basket. Vigol shal devela, he's allowed to save a whole fig cake, even though there's a lot more than 3 sudais worth. V'chavis shal yayin, he could save a whole barrel of wine. Now, why would this be okay? This seems to contradict the previous Mishnah. And the reason is as follows. If a person's saving with very small kalim, let's say he only has a small basket, so he's going to have to constantly be refilling this basket with food, bringing it outside, going back in the burning house, taking it back out. So then we're afraid that person's going to end up just extinguishing the fire. However, if all he has to do is pick up one basket that has tons of food in it, so matayv manayim, pick up that basket and he saved himself a lot of food. The Mishnah continues, va'omer lacherim, the Baal Bayis, the fellow who owns this house which is burning, can tell other people, bayu vatzio lachem, come and save food for yourselves, meaning they can go and save food for themselves as well if they want. V'mahayu pikchen, if they were smart, they would make a cheshbin with him after Shabbos. They would save as much food as they're allowed to, and then after Shabbos, they'd come over to him and make a cheshbin, and then he would pay them for their tircha, for their hard work, and then he'd be able to get his food. Now the Mishnah asks, as we had in the first Mishnah, l'heichan matzilin oisan, meaning where is he allowed to go to save this food? L'chatzar mayreves, into a chatzar that has an eruv. Now if you notice, this is different than two Mishnahs ago. Two Mishnahs ago, we said that we're allowed to save kisvei kodesh into a mavoi, even though there wasn't shituf. Now that's more mekel than a chatzar. And the reason why we're more Makel in the first Mishnah is because we're talking about Kisvei Kodesh, they're Kodesh, so therefore we're going to treat them with a bigger leniency and we're allowed to bring them to a place which is more Makel. However, food, we're not as lenient with, and maximum a person is allowed to bring it is into a chatzar mayreves. Now, b'meseira says, afla she'ena mayreves. Even if the chatzar did not have an eruv in it, a person's still allowed to bring it in there. Once again, we don't paskin like ben b'seira, we paskin like the Tanakama. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet in Mishnah Hay. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.